Acts, chapter 5. So a certain man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, sold a property. But he and his wife conspired to keep back part of the proceeds, and brought only a certain part of it, and laid it at the sent one's feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? While it was yet in your possession, wasn't it still your own? And after it was sold, wasn't it still under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and died, and great fear came upon all who heard about it. And the young men rose up, wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Then about 3 hours later, his wife, not knowing what had happened, came in. And Peter questioned her, Tell me, whether you sold the land for this price? And she said, Yes, for that price. But Peter said to her, Why is it that you have agreed together with your husband to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out too. And she immediately fell down at his feet and died. And when the young men came in and found her dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole gathering of the called out ones and upon everyone who heard these things. And there were many signs and wonders done by the hands of the sent ones among the people. And they got together daily, all sharing one passion, in Solomon's porch. No one else dared to join with them. However, the people regarded them very highly, and more who were believing in the Lord were added to their number, multitudes of both men and women. The miracles which were done were such that they even carried the sick out into the city squares and laid them on pallets and litters, so that as Peter went by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. And large numbers of people from the cities around Jerusalem also came, bringing the sick and those who were troubled with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. But the high priest, being filled with jealousy, rose up along with all those who were with him, which was the sect of the Sadducees, and they arrested the sent ones and put them in the public prison. But an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors during the night, led them out, and said, Go, stand in the temple, and speak to the people all the words of the Father's life. And when they heard this, they went at dawn into the temple and taught. But the high priest and those who were with him came and called the council together, along with the entire council of elders of the children of Israel, and sent officers to the prison to have them brought before them. Yet the officers who went didn't find them in the prison. So they returned and reported, saying, We found the prison securely locked, and the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside. Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were very perplexed about what might be going on. Then someone came and told them, Look, the men whom you put in the prison are in the temple, standing there and teaching the people. Then the captain went with the officers and brought them, but without violence, because they were afraid that the people might stone them. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, We strictly ordered you not to teach in this name. And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and intend to bring the guilt for this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the sent ones answered and said, We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. He is the one whom God has exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, to bring repentance to Israel and deliverance from sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who submit in obedience to him. But when they heard this, they were torn apart with vexation, and deliberated about how to kill them. But someone stood up in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, who was a doctor of the Jewish law, and was held in honor by all the people, and ordered the men to be put outside for a little while. And he said to them, You men of Israel, be careful with these men concerning what you are about to do. For before these days, someone named Thutis rose up, saying he was someone special, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves. He was killed, and all those who had been persuaded by him were dispersed. And it all came to nothing. After this, a man, Judas of Galilee, rose up in the days of the census, and drew away a number of people after himself. He also died, and everyone who had been persuaded by him was dispersed. And now I say to you, stay away from these men, and leave them alone. For if this endeavor is the work of man, it will be broken up. But if it is of God, you will not be able to destroy it. In no way do you want to be discovered to be fighting against God. So they were persuaded by him, and they called the sent ones, had them beaten, ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and released them. They therefore left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the good news about Jesus, the Anointed One. This is the end of Acts, chapter 5. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.